I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. Have you ever been in an elevator that feels suspicious? Like, yes, it's working, but that loud clang wasn't too reassuring. And that big jerky movement did not help either. Curious City listener Harrison Pius recently found himself in one of those situations.
I'm a bit of a nervous person, and this elevator was a bit clanky and groany and going really slow to kind of reassure myself. I looked down at the safety certificate, and I thought to myself, this will make me feel better if it's been recently inspected.
But then he saw something out of place, and maybe a little concerning.
It made it feel fake. It made it feel not legit, and it didn't make me feel any better in that moment. And then I saw it everywhere.
What did Harrison see? An important chunk of text in Comic Sans. Yeah, the infamous font Comic Sans.
What's the worst font ever? What is it? That's right, Comic Sans.
This is one of those things that when you see it, you can never unsee it.
That's Curious City listener Emma Nip, who also had this exact same question. If you've ever actually read the certificate of inspection in a Chicago elevator, you may have also noticed this one small line toward the top left of the page. Quote, this certifies that I have, on this date, inspected the elevator at address, end quote. But sometimes the words this certifies that are in Comic Sans. What makes this even more mysterious is that the Comic Sans line does not appear on every inspection certificate. So today on Curious City, reporter Sophie Lalonde cracks open the mysterious case of the Comic Sans and how this jokey font ended up on an official city document. That's after the break.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is a poetry town. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limon, Maggie Smith, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. Learn more at poetrymagazine.org.
On the Vocalo Hotline, we've got the soundtrack for your Friday nights. If you need to hear that one song you love or want a dedicated track to that special someone, I'm taking your calls and DMs. Tune in every Friday night at 8, both on WBEZ and Vocalo.org.
Hey, it's Sophie Lalonde. If a font itself could be a meme, Comic Sans would be it. It's basically sarcasm in written form.
To use a typeface like Comic Sans is sort of, it could be sarcastic, it's incongruous, it's ironic, it's maybe it's a joke.
That's Maria Grillo. She's a designer and an educator at Northern Illinois University School of Design. Almost everybody in the design world has an opinion on Comic Sans. Here's Chicago-based designer Thomas Quinn. He's also vice president of the Chicago-based international group called Society for Typographic Arts.
I've never been in a situation where I'm like, you know what? It's strange. Today is the day. I'm going to use Comic Sans in a sincere way. It's never happened for me.
Some people use Comic Sans to make fun of Comic Sans. But why? Why does everybody make fun of it? What is the big deal about this one font? For that, we must go back to 1994. Believe it or not, Comic Sans did not actually start out as a joke. In fact, the designer had very specific goals for this typeface. It was developed for the Microsoft Bob software.
Bob has no manual, no menus, no help screens, no text commands.
Which is basically an elaborate desktop program that quickly went defunct. Microsoft wanted to replace the existing program font because it felt too formal for the vibe that they were going for. Heavily inspired by comic books and handwriting, Microsoft employee Vincent Kinnair designed the font to feel friendly, casual, and easygoing. And so, Comic Sans was born. By the way, the font they were replacing? Times New Roman. But then, you could say the internet happened. And Comic Sans' original purpose got lost amongst the memes and homemade lemonade stand flyers. Lee Zelenak, designer and lecturer at DePaul University School of Design, told me that as computers popped up in more and more home offices and more people began to experiment with tools like Microsoft Paint, the creative process became more democratized.
You know, this typeface being widely available to the public is one of the reasons why it got so widely adopted. But when you have this democratization of design and everyone can be a designer, like, you lose a little bit of that control over what they're going to use it for.
Gone were the days of Comic Sans being a casual, welcoming, readable font. Now, it was satirical.
Is that font Comic Sans?
The font had entered a new era of conveying a job badly done.
This is the most despised font in the world.
Okay, I do need to stand up for Comic Sans for 1 minute. The font is often cited as a more accessible font for people with dyslexia. The British Dyslexia Association even recommends this font, among others, in its dyslexia style guide. And designer Maria Grillo also told me it can have a disarming effect.
And another student told me that they write term papers that they feel really daunted by, all in Comic Sans, until they're ready to turn them in, because, you know, it helps them not to take each word they put down on the paper so seriously, which I think is funny.
Did I write this script in Comic Sans? Perhaps. So there are good use cases for Comic Sans. And maybe Comic Sans can be both an accessible font, but also one that doesn't fit every use case scenario. Can you imagine getting a job offer or an apartment lease in Comic Sans? A jury summons? An insurance bill? You would think it's a prank. Here's designer Thomas Quinn again.
I always like to say that a font choice is kind of like choosing your tone of voice. That you can be either very official, you can be fun. You would talk to a child differently than you would talk if you were giving an important speech.
So here's where we find our question askers, Harrison and Emma, confused about the elevator inspection certificates. Why would a city use a joke font on an official city document? More notably, a document that certifies something is safe to use. But also, why would the city use the font for just three words? This certifies that.
I think the fact that it's the word certifies that is the part that grinds my gears the most, because how am I supposed to trust we're certifying anything? We can't get our fonts in check.
Now that we know the history of Comic Sans, we can get on to the next part of our question. How did Comic Sans end up on these official certificates? And even more curiously, only some of them. That's next, after the break. It may not always be Comic Sans on those elevator certificates, but the words "this certifies that" are always different from the rest. And the mystery has been brewing on Reddit for a few years now. Across multiple threads in the Chicago subreddit, users have posted their own elevator photos and even narrowed down a time frame. So far, the Lori Lightfoot years seem to have the most instances of Comic Sans. I have, however, seen one go as far back as the Rahm Emanuel era, and one as recently as the Brandon Johnson administration. But those are outliers. Most of the other Emanuel and Johnson era certificates have their own respective fonts, an italicized Corsiva for Emanuel and SegoScript for Johnson. I encountered a lot of theories on how the Comic Sans got there. Theory number one, it could be a simple accident. That's what Curious City listener Harrison thinks.
It's just a holdover from the era of typewriters going to computers, and someone just adjusted the wording one time and it happened to photocopy its way into infamy.
Theory number two, it was intentional. Maybe somebody just liked the font? And theory number three, my personal favorite, a municipal employee wanted to make their mark on the city of Chicago and deliberately changed the font to Comic Sans to be funny. That's all the theories I've got. Unless...
unless there's a secret cabal of people generating fake elevator certificates, at which point I don't want my last name used in this interview.
I put these theories to the people in charge of elevators, the Department of Buildings.
My name is Marlene Hopkins. I am the commissioner of the Department of Buildings for the City of Chicago.
The department also oversees a lot of other stuff, like issuing permits, building inspections, updating codes, issuing trade licenses for workers like plumbers, general contractors, electrical engineers, etc.
You know, I look at the elevator certificate, but I did not pay attention to that distinction in the font size.
I showed her some of the older certificate examples, including one from the early 2000s, during Richard M. Daley's era. And amazingly, this certifies that is still in a different font from the rest of the document. But this time in a much more official-looking font called Black Letter. Think of the logo of the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune.
If you just look at the various fonts used over time, it is the one that kind of sticks out as not necessarily being as official,
mm-hmm.
as regal as some of the other fonts. I mean, even this one is not, it's okay, but it's not to the same caliber, really, of the original one from under Mayor Daley.
Now, Commissioner Hopkins is the boss of this department. She has access to records we commoners don't have. So I asked her, point blank, do you know how the Comic Sans originally appeared?
I have no idea.
Well, but she did clear up one thing for me. I had begun to wonder if this mystery had anything to do with the individual inspectors. Maybe an inspector got a template with Comic Sans, so only buildings they inspect would have it?
Well, actually, the format of mm-hmm. it is citywide. So it's not related. It's not okay. unique to one inspector. It's the same format across the city.
What's that theory? Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
I wanted to give it to you.
I appreciate it. She says that today, everything is system generated. Meaning once an elevator passes inspection, the results are entered into the system. The system spits out the certificate, not the inspector. Okay, so this is an IT question,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it is.
So I filed a proverbial help desk ticket. Can IT, quote unquote, fix this?
IT people are a little shy about radio interviews.
Okay, so I didn't talk to IT exactly. But I talked to someone who talked to the city IT department. His name is Grant Ulrich, and he's the managing deputy commissioner at the Department of Buildings. We met over Zoom.
Do you guys have an answer? Do you know how the Comic Sans made its way onto the certificates?
I think we have an educated guess. As best as we can tell, the font on the elevator certificates changed over time because that reporting software had to be moved to different servers that didn't have the same fonts installed. Basically, what I was told in talking to the IT people is that if the font is not installed with this really old software, it picks the font with the next alphabetical name in the list of whatever fonts are available on that server. So this was not a choice. It was a find the next best option decision made by a computer.
Could that really be the answer? Just an alphabetical quirk? I mean, it's not a perfect fit. The elevator fonts went from Black Letter to Corsiva, then Comic Sans, and then somehow all the way to SegoScript. Maybe the system just chose a next closest font instead of the next after. But that still doesn't explain why only the words "this certifies that" have consistently been in a standalone font on the certificate.
I think that's just some design choice by someone who's no longer around.
Now this feels like a very timeless answer. Blame it on the last guy. Classic Chicago. Now, if you happen to see one of these legendary certificates in an elevator, don't panic. It doesn't necessarily mean the elevator hasn't been inspected. It could be that the landlord or the property manager didn't update the physical certificate. And in that case, talk to the property manager. Or if you're feeling like the elevator could use an inspection, call 311. If you start to see some pretty normal-looking fonts in the certificate,
it could mean your elevator was very recently inspected. Because the days of the Comic Sans elevator certificates may be numbered.
I think now this has been brought to our attention, it probably will go back to being something a little more boring for a little while.
And like our listener Harrison, I might actually miss them a little bit.
I've also kind of grown to like it in a really perverse way, where it's something so quirky in Chicago that of course we would have something like this.
The Comic Sans certificates may soon be gone, but they will never be forgotten. We'll check back in if they ever go with Papyrus.
This week's Curious City was reported by Sophie Lalonde. Justin Bull is our producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, you can email us at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm your host, Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
You guys, this is the PT Cruiser of fonts.